This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. The federal education law, known as No Child Left Behind, requires that public schools test an average of 95% of their students on a regular basis. If too few students take the exam, the school gets a failing grade, just as it does if too many kids doodle on their answer sheets instead of answering the questions. That has led schools and some states to come up with some creative new ways of making sure that students show up on test day and do their best work. From Tacoma, Washington, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
On a recent weekday evening, about 40 fourth graders are scurrying around the gym at Grant Elementary School.
This is WASL camp.
WASL stands for the Washington Assessment of Student Learning, and WASL camp, says Principal Cynthia Evans, is designed to embrace it.
This is a kind of a review, a project in esprit de corps to get kids excited, comfortable, and kind of demystify the WASL.
The campers gather outside their classrooms, sleeping bags in tow. For the next few hours, until the evening campfire, complete with s'mores, they'll create plays about math problems. They'll use gooey marshmallow peeps to solve probability questions. No new material is presented during WASL camp, just an opportunity to review in a very relaxed setting. But at the same time, the fourth graders are constantly reminded that the WASL is important and they should do their best. The federal No Child Left Behind law calls for serious sanctions for schools and districts that repeatedly fail the tests. They can lose substantial amounts of federal money and can lose control of their schools. Even in places where no money is at stake, a school's academic reputation is. The students at Grant Elementary seem to get it. Just listen to the lyrics in the WASL Isn't Awful song.
We will take the test. We will try to do our very best. There isn't an ocean.
In the 5 years that Cynthia Evans has been principal at Grant, the percentage of kids passing the reading portion of the exam went from less than 35% to more than 80%. The gain in math scores was equally dramatic. But getting older kids to do their best on these tests is far more complicated. Unlike the SATs or AP exams, colleges don't usually ask for these scores. And education professor Harry O'Neill of the University of Southern California says, while the tests matter to principals, school superintendents, even to local realtors, they often don't matter to high school kids.
There aren't any real consequences for the students. So you've got a low-stakes test for the students and high-stakes tests for other adults in the system. So I think you've got to worry about whether the students are putting the required amount of effort to show what they really know.
In some high schools, 20% or more of the students don't take the exams, the number fueled in part by parents who don't like any standardized test. Add to that kids who take the exam, but who don't lose any sleep over it. Austin Young is a 10th grader.
The WASL doesn't necessarily affect us at all. Like, personally, it won't affect me where I get a job, so I don't have to give my all for it.
To address all of this, schools are turning to bribery. T-shirts, ice cream sundaes, pizza parties, and movie tickets are all being offered to kids who take the tests or do well on them. But that's not all. In Columbus, Ohio, a middle school offered a drawing for test takers. Among the prizes, color TVs, CD players, and boomboxes. In Hays County, Texas, not far from Austin, students can be excused from one final exam if they complete the Texas Assessment of Knowledge and Skills. In Michigan, the state offers a $2,500 scholarship for kids who pass key portions of its exam. In recent months, Washington has adopted what may be the ultimate incentive, at least for college-bound students. WASL scores will begin appearing on high school transcripts and could become part of state college admission criteria. But here, at Foss High School in Tacoma, even that incentive may not be enough to get more than 100 high-achieving students to take the test. Having discovered there's leverage in test scores, they told Principal Sharon Schaus they would boycott the test unless the school district promised to retain certain honors classes, which the district had planned to modify. Foss senior Mariana Villegas was incensed by the tactic.
The only word that comes to mind is selfishness, really, because if you're going to threaten Ms. Shouse, hey, well, if you don't do what we want you to do, then we're going to make your test scores go even lower than they already were. That's just slimy to me. It makes me sick to my stomach. It really does.
Using tests as blackmail is an unintended consequence of high-stakes testing programs, but Foss's principal is quick to add that the students have learned a solid lesson in civics, working within the system to try to get what they want. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.